Hello, my name is Chris Johnson, and I don't like it when people are weird about money. And I'm not talking about, like, if you walk up to somebody and say, hey, motherfucker, what are you making? And they're like, fuck off, or any of that horse shit. But what I mean is, like, there's a certain type of person who doesn't really realize that they're pretty well off, or at least they're doing okay, but they act like they're not doing okay. And then they look at other people who they have no fucking idea what their fucking financial status is. Probably a lot worse based on their position in whatever company that you're in, whatever money they're making, the salaries of the positions. But they look at those people and they think that they somehow have it better than they do. Like, I remember one time I was working a job and I got a Ryan Miller Buffalo Sabres jersey. And, you know, it was a fucking authentic jersey now, goddammit. I got it for Christmas. And it probably cost a couple $100. I mean, fucking authentic jersey is at least $100. I don't know what the fucking deal is, but $100 to $200 for fucking jersey. And that was it. That was my gift. And I remember I wore it to work. And people were looking at me like I just walked in there with fucking five ladies on each side of me strutting around, just fucking making it rain $20 bills in the middle of the fucking office. Like, dude, it's a fucking hockey jersey, for Christ's sake. Like, this isn't a hard to find item. This isn't a fucking diamond ring. I'm not walking around here all fucking blinged up. I'm wearing a goddamn jersey, for fuck's sake. I remember somebody asked me about it. They're like, hey, that's a nice jersey. I was like, yeah, I got it for Christmas. I was really excited about it. I remember, like, they said, like, under their breath, like, when I walked away, like, they didn't think I heard this, but I heard it. They were like, oh, he must have had a nice Christmas. You know, one of those things? Like, must be a nice guy. Don't you fucking hate must be a nice guy? You get to do something, you have something, and they either don't have it or don't get to do it, and they're like, oh, that must be nice. Almost making you feel bad for having what you have, even though I'm just wearing a fucking jersey, for Christ's sake. Listen, at the time, I was probably making less than $20,000 a year. I was living with my spouse in a small two-bedroom apartment above my cousin's house in South Buffalo. I'm not fucking swimming in money here. I just got a fucking jersey. I gotta be fucking made to feel like I'm some type of fucking elite asshole? Like, fuck you. And here's the fucking craziest thing about that. The person who's like, that must be nice. He had a really good Christmas. They own a fucking boat. Did you fucking hear me? They own a boat. That's what I kept thinking. I was like, I had a nice Christmas. You own a fucking boat. Like, you own a house. Both you and your husband are working. You're driving, like, new, up-to-date fucking 20-whatever fucking vehicles. And I'm driving my fucking used hand-me-down pieces of shit. And you have a boat. I repeat, you have a boat. They don't fucking give that shit away. I'm not talking about a fucking raft or a fucking canoe. I'm talking about, like, a fucking real-life fucking boat that you put in the water and you fucking sail around and shit. Boating ain't no fucking cheap activity. Like, I've never known anybody who is struggling to get by with a fucking boat. You know what I'm saying? Like, why the fuck are you looking at me like I'm somehow some fucking snob for wearing a fucking sports jersey, for Christ's sake? Matter of fact, if you go to a hockey game or a football game or a basketball game, you'll probably see 50% of the crowd have fucking jerseys on. And I never fucking sat in a goddamn crowd with the riffraff, drunk assholes at a fucking baseball game or something and thought to myself, like, look at these motherfuckers with their jerseys. These fucking elitist assholes. You know what I mean? When I'm in a crowd at a fucking sporting event, back when there was crowds and sporting events, I always thought to myself, like, this is a group of scumbag assholes. I pretty much belong here. The rich assholes are going to be in, like, suites. They're not going to be with the fucking rest of the dicks. Fucking, he must have had a nice career. Like, why the fuck would you give me shit like that? You know what I mean? Why the fuck would you give somebody shit like that? I was so pissed. I was pissed forever. I think I'm still fucking pissed about it because it doesn't make any fucking sense. Who the fuck are you to look down on somebody for owning a fucking authentic NHL jersey, but, like, you own a boat? You know what I mean? I keep going back to that. I keep going back to the fact that you own a fucking boat. I don't understand, like, people who want to, like, make other people feel like shit for things that they have. This is way back now. I was working at the fucking fast food place. My very first job. My parents got a new car. And my dad's old truck was, like, fucking 10 years old. And it had, like, 120,000 miles on it. And it was this old piece of shit stick shift. And he's like, listen, like, if you can learn to drive this fucking thing, you can have it. Because at that point, they're not going to get any money for fucking training in. It was completely fucking paid off. It's going to get more use if I fucking have the goddamn thing than if anybody else has it. You know what I mean? It was one of those situations. So I learned how to drive the stick. It was a fucking disaster because it was a big fucking clutch. And if you've never driven a fucking stick, that's you're not going to understand what the fuck I'm talking about. But the clutch was a fucking bastard. I've driven sticks most of my life. And that fucking clutch was the worst I've ever seen. The fucking shifter was huge. It was a pain in the ass truck to drive. Although the good thing is if you learn how to drive in a fucking monster like that, you can basically drive fucking any stick. But my point is, I got this truck there. And like one of the managers was like, is that your truck? I was like, yeah, it was my parents' old truck, but I got it now. They're like, you are so spoiled. I'm spoiled? That fucking thing is 120,000 miles on it. It's not a fucking new goddamn Cadillac. It's a fucking 1989 Dodge Dakota pickup truck that if I don't fucking throw sandbags in the back of it during the fucking winter, I'm gonna fishtail all over the goddamn road. Jesus Christ. I never was the type of person who really took anything for granted. Anytime I got anything, I felt like I was lucky to have it. Like, we didn't have, like, cable TV growing up for a lot of years before we finally got it when I was, like, later on in life. So I knew, like, motherfucker, not everybody has all these fucking channels. So, like, I always felt lucky in a lot of ways to have what I had. And it always pisses me off when people look at me as if I'm not lucky for having it, or if I somehow don't deserve it, or if I haven't, like, worked for it. You know what I mean? I don't fucking get that mentality. It's a fucking douchebag, fucking cunt mentality. I fucking hate it. Don't be a fucking cunt to people. Just because somebody has something that you think is fucking expensive doesn't mean they don't deserve it, or they shouldn't fucking have it, or that, like, they're spoiled for getting it. You fuck. It's fucking offensive. Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, people suck. People are fucking assholes. And that's why I fucking stay by myself all the time. Except for the cats. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcast and Google Podcast and Spotify and iHeartRadio. And the host is Podbean. Every fucking episode is there. You can catch me on Twitter as @JohnsonHateYou, or on Instagram, that's @maybe5minutes, or in my Facebook timeline.